Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, back from the DR, as they say, to be hip. That's for the Dominican Republic, and I was hanging with humpback whales. Yes.
See, I thought you were a Dominican Democrat.
No.
Oh.
No. At least last week, I was not. This week, I'm independent.
Who knows?
I'm independent. But I was in the Dominican Republic snorkeling with humpback whales for a week, thanks to my friends at Explore Ventures and Tom Conlon and his group from Aquatic Adventures. You know, you got to go back and listen to that show. Not only did we have a ball snorkeling with these humpback whales, I met some pretty cool people. Alberto, last week on the show, that guy's quite a character. He lives in the Dominican Republic. Him and his buddy Pedro were quite a team. Provided quite the entertainment. And, you know, usually I'm the one in charge of bringing the entertainment on board, but we didn't have any, you know, live mermaids in the Dominican Republic with us because we didn't know how mixing mermaids and humpback whales would go over. And we didn't want to take that chance. So I just did. I brought the mermaid puppet. And Patrick is kind of the mermaid puppet's keeper or main wrangler. Is that fair to say there, Patrick?
I guess.
Yeah, you are the head mermaid puppet wrangler.
Okay.
And she was a little unruly last week on the liveaboard trip. We didn't talk about that on the show, but I want to kind of go there now.
You didn't feed her after midnight, did you?
Oh, now you tell me. That's the problem. Oh, my God. Well, she was found in some very compromising positions on the boat each morning. And I don't know what was happening. I don't know if Alberto and Pedro had anything to do with it. But one morning, I woke up to find her in the rinse bucket there on the dive deck of the liveaboard, passed out with a bottle of beer. And it was empty.
Nice.
Yeah. And,
well, at least she wasn't in the bottle of beer.
Well, yeah. Well, who knows where she was swimming. But she was a naughty girl on the liveaboard last week. So they told me in the Dominican Republic, I'm not allowed back unless I bring a real mermaid. None of this puppet nonsense that we had last week on the boat. What are you giving me that? You're giving me a look, Bill, right now through the glass. That is...
It is sad.
Sad?
It is sad, sad, sad when, you know, a puppet master loses his touch with reality and suddenly his puppet is a bad, bad girl.
Oh, I need to be punished. Punish me, Greg. Punish me.
You know the scary thing is?
What?
He's not doing the puppet's voice.
Yeah, wow. It's sad. It's sad when the
I wish you wouldn't touch yourself like that when you're saying,
"Whoa, hey, TMI."
Well, there we are.
But anyway, it was a good time. Everybody on board the boat was a ball. They made quite an impression. They liked the mermaid puppet. They did.
That's good.
She didn't get it. She came back in one piece. Might have been a little worn out. If you know what I mean.
Oh, Greg.
Too many people had their hand up in there.
Oh, Greg, I'm so tired. You'll need to punish me.
The hell's wrong with him?
It needs a coupon.
Oh, my.
All right, Bill. You're making me very uncomfortable.
Oh, Greg, your hand is so cold.
Okay, quit it. Just stop. But, you know, it was a great trip. I got some photos. There's just one photo up right now at scubaradio.com. Classic whale tail photo. I took that picture, by the way. Did you see that, Bill?
I did.
On the Scuba Radio homepage?
I did.
It's up on Facebook, too. But we hope to get some more up very soon. I got some shots of the whales in the water. A little baby calf swam right up to the camera. I got a couple of shots, and I'm anxious to Photoshop just a little bit, clean them up. We had some particulate in the water on a couple shots. It would have been just pristine if we would have had crystal clear viz, but I can fix them up just a tad.
You got the whales when they were pooping, did you?
Well, let's just say that's
something you can see. That's something you can see.
Well, I figured that was the particulate he was referring to.
Yeah. You know, I did learn, and you guys will appreciate this, that when you're watching whales, say if you go on a whale watching trip, just on the surface, okay, and you get on a boat and you see these whales, and you know how they blow air out of their blowholes when they come to the surface.
Right.
And that big mist of water, or as we like to technically call whale snot, you do not want to be in that spray.
No?
No.
No?
Because there's all kinds of weird parasites and things that can get in there, and you can make you sick as a human.
So interesting.
Evidently, they told us, like, try to avoid the whale snot spray.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well, and I wouldn't have thought that. I was like,
I wouldn't either. I mean, I've seen
the Dominican Republic to get a whale snot shower. Mark that one off the list.
The Japanese pay big money for that.
I'm guessing.
Can I ask you what may be a somewhat embarrassing question?
Yeah, right.
Only if you want to know the answer.
Oh, okay.
Is it true that you didn't know that Haiti was on the other side of the Dominican Republic?
No, who said I didn't know Haiti was on the other side?
That would have been you.
No, I said I knew it was on the same.
You said that in January.
Right, I said.
In January, you discovered that Hispaniola is an island which includes Haiti and the Dominican Republic.
That is not true, because I didn't know what Hispaniola was. No, I knew that Haiti and Dominican Republic were together, but I didn't know how close, and I had asked you.
How close?
Because I'd asked about the earthquake.
Together.
Did that affect the Dominican Republic?
There's something
Republic
about together, now, which up until now had been a confusion for you. How close are they, these two countries that share an island?
I was wondering if the irony that happened in Haiti, had any of that affected what was going on in the Dominican Republic, being that it was the same land.
No, they have an invisible force field.
Evidently. But,
they have mountains.
But the answer was no.
It
didn't affect it
right
at all. It's too big. Then that's fine. That's all. But I knew it was connected to Haiti. So what's so embarrassing about that?
It depended on how you answered the question.
That I can't say Hispaniola?
Well, actually, you said Hispaniola.
And I think Hispaniola. There was a T in there once.
Which is my Latin street name.
Right. But you know, it was a cool place.
Yes.
And I liked it. The marina there where all the liveaboard boats that go out to the Silver Bank and do this in the Dominican Republic is a place called Ocean World.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a little, they kind of have like a little mini Sea World type of thing going on. Or like Theater of the Sea down there
okay
in Key Largo.
Is it more like Theater of the Sea or more
probably
like Sea World?
Yeah, a little closer to Theater
yes
of the Sea.
Yeah.
But it's not bad. I mean, you know, I didn't go tour it too much, but...
It's not bad, but from a distance, it looked okay.
Well, I looked down at the pens and stuff. It looked like, you know, the animals were taken care of nicely, and they had nice swimming areas. And
how far?
Dolphins and sea lions and all kinds of critters and things like that.
How far offshore were you most of the time?
We were 80 miles off the coast of the Dominican Republic on the Silver Bank, which is an area where there's some patch reef, pinnacle-type reef structures. And evidently, this is an area where the humpback whales come at this time of year, every year about this time. This was the first week of the season, of the whale watching season there. And they come there for about 10 weeks, 2-3 months, and calf or mate. So every time you would see a whale.
Hold on. They either calf or they mate, right?
Yeah. They
okay
give birth or they're mating.
But it's either a relatively one long gestation period for whales.
Yes.
Depends if they have a coupon.
maybe not. I don't know. But
No.
But they all have escorts.
The whale is born enormous.
It's pretty big. I would say the smallest baby we saw was at least 10 feet long.
Right. I think they're born at like 6 or 7.
Yeah.
So my confusion is this.
Okay.
It seems odd that there's a place on the planet where whales are both giving birth and mating at the same time.
Well, different...
strokes for different folks?
Well... Evidently, after they give birth, the mom whale can start getting at it 30 days later. So there's
that's not what my wife and her doctor told me.
I know. These whales, they got everything going for them, don't they?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta 4 by Oceanic.
You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Hey George, the ocean called. They're running out of shrimp.
We were at the beach. Everybody had matching towels. Somebody went under a dock, and there they saw a rock. It wasn't a rock. What's a rock? Lobster!
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving, the B-52s in Orlando tonight at Universal Studios, Florida. I will be there dressed up as a lobster.
How nice.
And my wife is coming as a tub of butter. We're going to be in the front row.
You know what? I can't believe you even said that.
Me either.
And I wonder if they'll think we're just maniac B-52 fans who really just love the taste of lobster meat.
Or perhaps butter.
True. True. But, yeah, there's something that the divers, at least in Central Florida, can consider doing if they'd like to partake in some of those festivities.
Is there any band in the 80s that's off limits for you?
What do you mean?
Well, he's wearing his Black Death shirt right now.
Yes, true.
Well, you know, it's about time. I think that's the first time he's worn it.
And no, that's not true.
You want to know?
Look at these pit stains.
You know how many
times? That's at least 3 days of pits.
One of the most awesome Christmas presents ever. Do you know how many times I've used that Justin Bieber calendar you gave me?
At least
none.
Well, it's only February. You've only had 1 month.
It sits under my Harley in case I drop oil.
Which is a euphemism.
Well, and when, right. Okay, well, let's just move on. Let's go to St. Louis.
Woo! Smells like somebody dropped oil in here.
Big Wave Dave is with the Be a Diver pool, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Dave, how are you, my friend?
I am doing great. You know, it's a beautiful, chilly day in St. Louis, so everybody's at the boat show trying scuba diving.
Now, is anybody coming up to the Be a Diver pool dressed up as a lobster in a tub of butter? I'm just guessing.
No, not really here in St. Louis. No, I don't think that's a going thing here. Of course, they wouldn't do lobsters. They'd do crayfish properly.
Yeah,
or ribs,
maybe.
You know, this is rib country.
Yeah, oh, ribs. Right, exactly. Yeah. And so you're at the St. Louis Boat Show, turning people on to diving with the Be a Diver pool. Have people been jumping in the water? I mean, in an area right there, you see it's kind of nippy today. How cold is it in the convention center?
Well, the convention center indoor is it's heated, so it's in the high 70s. Outside, it's about 20 degrees, but the pool's 90. So it's been the largest hot tub in St. Louis. I've had people trying diving the last 3 days. It's been fantastic.
Now, you take this pool across the country for people to discover diving and give it a shot, especially if they've never done it before or if they want to try out some fun little toys in the pool. They have that option as well, but you'll give them the opportunity to breathe off a regulator, get their picture taken underwater and that kind of thing. But I always wonder, when you go to places like St. Louis in the middle of winter, this has to be a shock for a lot of the people that are going there and see this pool for the first time. And I'm guessing properly prepared to jump in a swimming pool in the middle of winter in St. Louis. So,
well, we have wetsuits they can wear.
Okay.
Plus, a lot of them notice that it's been advertised all week long between us doing TV interviews underwater.
Right.
And,
okay.
Show, hey, bring your swimsuit. A lot of people do bring their swimsuits. And like I said, we've already ran through several hundred already.
Wow, really? That many?
And
yeah, it's a great show.
And this is something which I'm pretty sure about St. Louis, and you may want to check this out. I think they have a pretty large nudist community. So you might get a lot of people that are willing to just dive into the pool naked.
Oh, well, maybe not at the boat show, but you never know. But, yeah, that's great. You know, out here, we've got the Great American Dive Center out here staffing the pool. They're the biggest, besides open water diver training in the area, they do the best rebreather and everything, Trimix training, too. So.
Really? So they're doing some rebreather stuff in the pool today, too?
Not in the pool, but no, they actually have the biggest facility around here for training, so people can actually sign up for rebreather classes. We get a lot of divers here that are just walking through, checking the pool out, see how much fun it is. You know, it's a great weekend.
Nice, nice. So I know you got that going on, and then are you taking a break, or where do you head next with the Be a Diver pool?
Heading home for about 10 days. I've been on the road for about 6 weeks, and then I'm out to New York City for the New York Times show, Washington, D.C. for a travel show, and a sports show in Milwaukee. So, yeah, then I have to go home for 2 weeks because my daughter gets married. So,
very nice. Well, I know you're heading back home next weekend, too, when we're going to be at Our World Underwater in Chicago, only a few hours away from your place. You might come by and say hi when we broadcast from
there. Yeah, I'll go down and visit a little bit, maybe tip a couple beers back in that with the old friends.
That would be a good time, for sure. Yeah, you can just come and lay low, not have to do the pool thing, per se.
Yeah. You got that right. Now, all right. The pool's going great this year, thanks to our sponsors, Von Air and Scuba Schools International. It's been a fun time.
Very nice. All right, and it's beadiver.com, right?
Yep, beadiver.com. Check out the schedule. I'll be in a town near you.
Is there also a dog show going on at the exact same time?
It is the dock dogs, where the dogs jump in the pool to see how far they can go. So as I'm walking by them, you might hear a lot of barking going on.
I heard a lot of barking.
Wow. Okay. Well, they're having way too much fun in St. Louis today, and at least they got a place to cool off there with the Be a Diver pool.
Have you seen the giant arch?
Yep, the arch is actually very close. We're inside this Edwards Dome, which is where the Rams play, so it's very close to where the arch is at.
Have you seen the big river they've got there? I can't remember what it's called. It's biggish.
Mississippi. I crossed over the river when I came to town here.
Ah. Do you know how to spell it?
River? R-I-V-E-R. All right, well, we're not going to quiz you. We don't have time for this.
We have plenty of time. We don't have time for your nonsense. We have completely different nonsense to get to.
Exactly.
Well, hey, all you say is go to beadiver.com, find out what's coming up next. I've got stuff in Michigan, California, Washington, D.C., Pittsburgh, all over the U.S.
He's everywhere. And if he's not, he'll find you. He'll track you down. So that's a big
you
wave.
You cannot hide from the Big Wave Dave in the Be a Diver pool. You cannot hide.
BeADiver.com. That's all you have to do is go right there, and you'll be all hooked up with the tour schedule and go up and say, hey, I know you, or I've heard your voice. You look much taller on the radio. Something like that, right?
Exactly. That's exactly what people always want to hear. Mm-hmm. If there's one thing you can hear when you meet somebody who's on the radio, the one thing to tell them is that either you sound exactly like you look or you sound nothing like you look, because you will be the very first person to ever say that.
Yeah. Well, you know, that kind of happened on the boat last week.
Yes.
In a different kind of way, slightly different. Because, you know, I didn't have mermaids with me. I kind of went on that whale
trip. So for the first
time
ever, someone noticed that you were there?
No, they didn't, actually.
Oh, okay.
I kind of melted into the background on this liveaboard
trip.
You're
a lot less obnoxious than we thought you'd be.
Yes. Well, no, they didn't really know, the other folks on the boat, because this was kind of a last-minute thing we put together.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped out there to the Dominican Republic and hopped on this liveaboard with Explorer Ventures. And Clay, the owner of Explorer Ventures. And so I kind of laid low and didn't really talk to everybody. I kind of was, I was just, you know, in observation mode. And then when it came time to do the radio show, I pulled out the recorder and started recording and interviewing people, and it freaked them out. They totally, like, who the hell is this guy? We shouldn't talk to him. What is this, a Soviet plot or something? What's going on? And you hear the results on last week's broadcast.
Scuba Radio. Scuba. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Coming up on the big show today, we're going to check in with Pat Hammer, who is the organizer behind Our World Underwater, which happens next weekend. We're going to actually head down to the Miami International Boat Show on Thursday. They have a little diving section at the boat show there in Miami. We're going to go down there Thursday and cover that, talk to a few folks, and then fly up to Chicago on Friday, and then do the show live from the Chicago Our World Underwater Dive Show, where we may see Big Wave Dave. He may come by and just say hi next weekend. So make sure, if you're in the area, to join us. We got some big news to share with you about that show next weekend, but we'll wait till we actually talk to Patrick on Scuba Radio today to share that info with you. Also, Nick from Voli Voli Resort in Fiji. We're going to connect with him via Skype today, and literally connect halfway around the world and find out what's going on in Fiji right now as they get ready to gear up for the Dive Fiesta in May, which hopefully, if things go as planned, we'll head back out there again and participate in that little dive industry event and do some diving there at Voli Voli and maybe head up to Coral Sun there on the other island and have some fun there in the Fijian islands.
So, which means Bill and I will be here in the studio.
Yeah, Patrick will, and Bill will have to hold down the fort here at the new broadcast facilities, which, you know, they are starting to come together finally. Don't you think, Bill? Come on, admit it.
Many of the things work.
Many? I would say 90. Okay, 80, 95? What?
If this was a plastic model kit, all the pieces would be glued together in one giant mass of glue and plastic.
So we're like a big gooey mess
that
you can listen to every week. And really, what else would you...
Well, we have something special because Captain Patrick's with us today.
Yeah.
This week on the Scuba Radio Facebook page,
right,
there will probably be a couple of the snippets of the show on video, so you can actually see what a tremendous facility we're in.
All right, don't panic. Whatever you do, don't panic. We got a damn good diving safety tip to address that issue next, just so you know. But you've been warned at least, all right?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, divers consumer tip number 211. If you're rinsing your dive gear by walking through a car wash, remember to be sure to check no next to the box for hot wax.
Can I help you?
One wash and lube, please.
Hot wax?
Please.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio, we have Nick Bird, CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. How you feeling, Nick?
Hey, I'm calm, cool, and collected.
You say that like it's a surprise.
No, but I did have a moment of panic at the airport this morning. I thought I forgot my phone.
Scary how scary that is, isn't it?
Depressingly so, but it turned out I had it.
Still had a moment of panic, huh?
A moment. But I tried to do what I always tell others to do. I stopped, I got myself together, got control, and I thought through it.
So where was your phone?
I put it in my bag instead of my pocket.
Ah, I love a happy ending, but you know what? This is a good topic for today.
Panic? How to or how to avoid?
Funny. I think most folks have the actual panicking covered. Let's go with how to deal or how to avoid.
Where would you like to start?
Let's start with the definition of panic.
Okay. Well, panic is that sudden, overwhelming, intense reaction to a perceived threat or stressor. How's that for a definition? And I say perceived because panic doesn't necessarily have to be caused by something real. It only really needs to appear real or be believed to be real.
Like believing every shark is going to eat you, right?
Exactly. They're almost always going to leave you alone. But if you've convinced yourself they're a constant or immediate danger, you might just panic when you see one, even if there's no actual threat.
But you can see how someone might get scared.
I can. But it's important to understand that fear and panic are two totally different things. Fear, and even anxiety for that matter, can be both healthy and helpful. They can produce adrenaline, and that makes us more alert to danger. And that can even assist us in finding solutions to problems. But panic, on the other hand, that goes way beyond and into the realm of irrational thought and even full-blown terror. That is not helpful and actually can contribute to an inappropriate or harmful set of choices. Those are the sort that you see panic people make if they can react at all.
That explains why panic divers are sometimes unresponsive.
Yes, panic tends to turn a person's focus inward, to the point where the perception narrowing we learned about in our dive training becomes a reality. The focus is zeroed in on one particular element of the problem instead of the whole scenario. And that really impedes a person's ability to deal with the overall situation.
So what causes panic?
It begins with stressors and fears and escalates from there. It can be fear of the unknown, an imagined threat. The list is pretty long of what a person fears, though. But as far as divers go, there are common stressors that tend to trigger the response that leads to full-blown panic.
Like what?
Well, a good one is task loading, or a fear of exceeding dive profiles and what might happen if you do.
Environmental factors are a big one.
Sure they are. Fear of equipment failure is a common one, and just plain being out of your comfort zone, whether from peer pressure or of your own choice. That's probably one of the most common of all.
So we tell people not to panic, but it's easier said than done. How do you really deal with it?
Yeah, I recommend staying within your comfort zone. Don't go beyond your limits and stay within your training and experience. If you've learned something new or you're learning something new, take your time and stay with what you're comfortable with. If you're getting into new areas, get training and supervision so that you stay within an area where you're supported.
And take care of yourself. If you're not feeling up for the dive mentally or physically, just don't do it.
That's a great point. If you're not up for it, it's better not to dive.
So what if you're unable to avoid it?
Well, before you get into full-blown panic, you'll go through some initial stages of fear and anxiety. When you feel that coming on, stop. If you do nothing else, stop. Doing that will give you a chance to think. If you find you're having trouble thinking clearly, just breathe. Those three steps are critical. Focus on your breathing and remind yourself that it means you're okay. The key is to try and retain some level of calm, because if you can do that, you'll be in a better position to find a solution.
And of course, once you find that solution, act on it.
Yep. Get yourself to the surface and inflate your BCD. Another option is to drop your weights if you have to signal for help. But above all, keep breathing as normally as possible and try to stay relaxed.
What if it's your buddy who panics?
First, do your best not to join in. Second, don't do anything that will put you at risk.
Especially since they may not even realize you're trying to help, right?
Right. If you have to approach, do so in a way that avoids flailing arms and legs. And if you're able to help alleviate a problem, something like disentangling the diver or inflating their BCD, do it. Do what you can to help, but again, don't put yourself in risk.
Is there any way to be sure you avoid panic?
All you can really do is reduce the chances, like we've talked about here. But no one's immune to panic, and there's no guaranteed way to avoid it. But if you can avoid those factors that cause fear, you can take steps to reduce their impact on you. But even the most seasoned divers can panic, and it can be for a variety of reasons. People can be disoriented, have nitrogen narcosis, or unable to communicate. You just can't know. The best you can do is avoid what you know to be problematic. Try to recognize impending panic either in yourself and others and deal with it while it's still in the anxiety or lower level phases to maintain a level of coherency that will allow you to deal with the problem.
Comfort is the key, you think?
Comfort is the key.
Some are more prone than others, but no one's immune to panic. So be aware and be prepared. Know yourself and what makes you anxious. And do what you can to become comfortable with the situation. Stay within your comfort zone, and if you feel your anxiety start to rise, do your best to stay calm and in control. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-26.
3 minutes, 3 minutes.
All right, so, you know, I am back from the Dominican Republic, and the question now is, should I go back? Is this one of those trips that you kind of do and mark off the list? And then been there, done that. I will tell you from my experience and the people that I spoke to on the boat last week in the Dominican Republic on the Turks and Caicos Explorer 2 Live Aboard, it was a resounding yes, do it again. Because it changes week to week. The conditions we had last week on the boat, on the Live Aboard, I think from talking to Tom Conlin from Aquatic Adventures and some of the crew, it was probably about a C+ on the weather side. The interaction with the whales was good, but they've had better weeks. So it wasn't probably the best week they've ever had, but it was a good week. But it's one of those things where you never know. One week you could go and you may see a whale every now and then, and another time you go and they're all over the place. And we had kind of a, like one day we had interactions with a calf, a mother, and an escort. And then other days we'd have to cruise around in the tenders quite a bit before we'd see some whale activity. It still was great because you're cruising around in the on the Silver Bank in the Dominican Republic, and it just
what were
you know,
the tenders
like?
Were rigid inflatables or?
No, they weren't inflatables. They were full fledged, you know, kind of center console type boats. Where were they, center console? No, they weren't center
console. Was the steering
console.
Wheel in the middle of the boat?
No, it was in the back, actually. It was in the back right end of the boat.
And starboard two, side. One, we call that starboard.
Yeah, 210s. Yeah, Captain Patrick would know this. Yamaha 110s were on the back of this thing. So they were
Don't
fast.
Get too technical, you're going to get in trouble.
No, they were. They were custom boat builds that Tom Connelly had made specifically for whale watching there in this part of the world. So they're fast. They move around quick. They're comfortable. They're easy to slide into the water because when you get into the water with the whales, you know, you want to make as little sound as possible. What was interesting was they even told us that when you're getting your fins on in the boat, try not to smack them against the hull of the boat because that will spook the whales.
So you're telling me scuba diving as a non-scuba diver.
Well, we weren't scuba. We were snorkeling.
Okay, so snorkeling and scuba diving is akin to going to the library.
Maybe. Well, actually, well, at least I think, when it comes to whales.
I think you need to think of it more like hunting, because you don't make a whole ton of noise when you're out, you know, deer hunting.
You've never seen me hunt.
But the thing is,
even if you're looking to take pictures of them, you want to be as as inobtrusive as possible.
Not a right. chicken nugget in this world I haven't caught.
But, you know, the boat engines are making racket, like a low rumble. So they had the whales have to kind of get acclimated to the sound before they'll let you get fairly close to them. Some of them would be a little bit more friendly than others, and others you could tell as soon as we start to approach them, off they would go. And you can't chase them. Believe it or not, these big whales, you think they're big and cumbersome, they can move very, very fast. And when they want to go, there's no catching up to them at all. But
What was the water temp?
Water temp was nice and warm. 78. Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Well, Joe, he's all smiles and fun till we get out on the sea. About the time the waves start rocking is the time his face turns green. Even when the weather's nice, no matter how smooth the ride, you'll always find my buddy Joe hanging off the side. So I said, Joe, while you're busy getting sick and heaving on the crew, I wanted you to know that I appreciate you too. I know that you get seasick, but I'm sure glad you come. You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
That's right.
You're not just my buddy, you're my chum.
Oh, that's so nice. Hey, really, that's the Scuba Cowboy. We know him.
Somebody's got to feed the little fishies.
Well, yeah, and that was me. At times. Pup is on the line. Pup Morse, the Scuba Cowboy. And he's been writing ditties just like that for an upcoming release. Have you not, Pup?
Yes, absolutely.
So what is the plan? I know you're planning to join us in Chicago next week at Our World Underwater. Do you have some new songs ready? Or where? I just wanted to kind of get an update on how you're doing on this this next CD release that you've been working on feverishly there in Colorado.
I understand. Well, actually, I've been working on several, which is part of the feverishly part, but I was just thinking I can't wait to get back with my buddies at Scuba Radio, because, you know, I don't know if you've been following the Chinese scuba calendar at all, but it's the year of the radio this year, so it's the year of Scuba Radio this year.
I like it.
2012. I like it, too.
I'll go with that. Is it really the year of the radio?
No.
Oh.
No. Of course it is. In the Chinese scuba calendar. You don't know these things?
Yes.
You know this, Greg.
Yeah, what do you mean, no?
Anyhow,
no?
Yes, I'm actually feverishly working on two different albums.
Yeah, okay.
The new scuba one, which is as of yet untitled. I've got several options. And then, of course, the new Trop Rock one, which is very closely related to the scuba stuff because it's all about the islands and all the fun places that we go.
Right.
It's just a little bit more about the other fun things that we do, the outside activities.
He's Pup Morse the Scuba Cowboy and Pup Morse the Tropical Cowboy.
He just knows me as The Scuba Cowboy.
Okay.
It's real easy that way. The website, same thing, thescubacowboy.com, makes it real simple for everybody. So I don't care what you call me, Pup, The Scuba Cowboy, whatever, as long as you call me, and I get to hang out with the Scuba Radio Gang.
Yes.
And Bill has to stay home in the closet. But they did let you out once last year, right, Bill?
No, we haven't, actually. We never have.
You haven't?
I think that there was one time when I did get let out, but I was on a very short leash.
Right. He had a tracking device on him. It was like an ankle, one of those things. But
I couldn't get wet. Like the house arrest type
right.
thing. I understand.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Now,
I'm with you.
Now, you're going to join us in Chicago at Our World Underwater. We're going to bring some of that music to our Midwest diving friends and maybe a little warmth, if we're lucky, to boot. And then you're going to join us in New Jersey and in New York for the Beneath the Sea show at the end of March. And, you know, when I was talking to some of the other passengers on the boat last week when I was in the Dominican Republic, I told them about the Scuba Cowboy. I said he would have loved this. He could have wrote a song about the whales or serenaded the whales while we're out here. So maybe we'll do that someday. But they were asking me about you, Pup. And they're like, wait a minute.
Yeah?
He's the Scuba Cowboy. Like the naked cowboy in New York City? I said, well, yeah, kind of, except but he wears a Speedo instead of underwear. So I might have
misrepresented the truth.
Slightly.
You might have scared a few people is what I'm thinking. You might have scared a few people with that.
Well, I don't know if I scared a few people, but I definitely have set the expectations for some folks up in the Northeast for Beneath the Sea.
And that's good.
Yeah,
good because I'm really excited. That'll be my second year of doing that one, and I'm feeling a very warm welcome coming up on that one, and of course happy to be doing that. And I probably will have both albums ready for that show, which to me seemed kind of like a good place to do all that.
Well, I hope you're feeling
New York. They always have the premiere. They always have the premieres in New York, right?
So. Yeah, well, they do. But I hope you're feeling the warmth because at least some of the people that are coming to that show are going to be expecting to see you in a Speedo, like the naked cowboy. So I was thinking.
I understand. We'll have to work on that.
Could we set up a duet with the Scuba Cowboy and the Naked Cowboy in New York City? Well, since we're up there at the same time, we might as well not. I think this is something we ought to try to coordinate.
I think we should go one step further. I think now should we set up a duet? I think maybe I should write a song about the two of us.
Why not?
And we could sing it together. You know, write a song that would fit us both.
Yeah, and then
being in New York. That's a good plan.
Then we camp out.
We could do that.
In front of Rockefeller Center, do the whole Today Show thing. If they don't put a guy in underwear and a guy in a Speedo on TV, come on. All we'd have to do is throw a mermaid into the mix, and we'll have one of those, too.
If we throw a mermaid, yeah, you got all the crowds now, yeah.
So then
you got your comedy and your true, you know, fitness, sweet-looking kind of thing going on.
Well, I've
seen the Naked Cowboy, too. He's certainly skinnier than me, but...
I don't think it's comedy. I think this is art.
Art imitating life.
Art in making. Yes, art imitating life. Good point. Yes.
So can we
always do a good job of that.
Can we have a like a name the album contest?
Well, I don't know. It sounds like he has a few ideas already. Can you share those?
How about a different kind of cowboy?
How about Love Coupon?
Are you holding those close to your Speedo pouch right now and you don't want to share or no?
How about It's Music, Not Van Halen?
Oh, shush. He's just jealous because I got
music, not Van Halen.
He's just mad because I got Van Halen.
Bill, you want to hear a little tidbit?
Oh, yes, I do.
You want to hear a little tidbit, Bill?
Yes, you have
eight seconds. I actually worked for Van Halen.
There you go.
For Van Halen.
He knows.
David Lee Lee Roth, this is honest to God truth, absolute, as God is my witness, David Lee Roth actually sang me happy birthday on my 19th birthday.
There you go. See?
Interesting story.
See? How could I not support that band with the $170 tickets I bought? What the hell was I thinking? Oh, my God. All right, hour two of Scuba Radio coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.